Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, last night, former vice president, current presidential candidate, Democrat Joe Biden in a town hall, a drive-in town hall in Moosic, Pennsylvania, his home crowd, really. On Thursday, he went after President Donald Trump again and again over his handling of COVID-19, calling Trump's downplaying of the pandemic criminal and his administration totally irresponsible. Quote, "You've got to level with the American people. The president should step down," the Democrat presidential nominee said to applause from the CNN town hall crowd.
He said that his handling of the pandemic, that's Trump's, was close to illegal, close to what many of us consider to be murder. I mean, after all, this is a president who said that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. It wouldn't matter. You know, he wouldn't be held responsible. That's true. And now a president of the United States is openly appearing before thousands of people without a mask. They don't have masks on to the largest extent, and it is criminal, because had the president led the way, said everybody wears a mask, this country would have had thousands of fewer deaths. That is close to criminal, as the former vice president said. And in the meantime, Trump comes out and he starts talking about if Biden wins, it's a victory for China. Senator McCarthy, have we ever heard of this before? This is red baiting of the first order, and it's not true, of course. And in the meantime, we have a president who is talking about the election being rigged. If the election is rigged, one wonders whether it's going to be rigged to his benefit. And it is something that we have seen before, but we've never seen it to this extent before. It's outrageous. And he has done nothing but lay the groundwork for what happens if he loses. And then he says it's rigged, and then he says he won't go. If that happens, it would be terrible. We'll see. In the meantime, his aide-de-camp, Bill Barr, is out there disgracing the office of Attorney General, actively campaigning and basically dealing with the concept of above the law. In other words, the president is above the law, and I am the chief law enforcement officer, and I'm going to make sure he's above the law by justifying almost everything that he says in a political campaign way and saying attorney generals don't do this, but he does it. And so it's a disgrace, and we know it.
The former vice president also brought up Attorney General William Barr's comment as he addressed a Constitution Day celebration hosted by Hillsdale College, Allen, that lockdowns to combat the coronavirus, quote, were the greatest intrusion on civil liberties in history other than slavery. Biden said it is outrageous. I will tell you what takes away your freedom, he said. Not being able to see your kid, not being able to go to the football game or baseball game, not seeing your mom or dad sick in the hospital. That's what's costing us our freedom. It's been the failure of this president to deal with this virus, and he knew about it.
And the ultimate thing that takes away your freedom is being dead. And this president has gone a long way to assuring that too many Americans have died because he didn't take the proper leadership at all. All of this, David. And by the way, David, I'm sure that the slavery reference is not by accident. He's still looking for black voters. He knows a huge turnout among African Americans could be his political death knell.
There's also the president and his law and order message, which prompted a man at the town hall to ask Joe Biden how he will handle law and order and what's going on in the country in terms of looting and any of the rioting we're seeing. And he made it very clear that those folks who do that kind of thing, there's no excuse for it, and they should be prosecuted, but also referenced that the president has not called out the white supremacists for what they've been doing.
That's right, David. It's disgusting. There was one moment that Biden apparently turned around to a guy who was asking him on the law and order question and said, wait a second, don't I know you? Aren't you a police chief? And the guy sheepishly apparently said yes. So it was one of those made-for-television, aha, gotcha moments.
What about this other thing, Scranton versus Park Avenue? Despite the fact that the Times points out Biden has made millions of dollars over his years, that he has stuck tight to the working class roots that he has. And he's saying in this town hall that I view this campaign as between Scranton and Park Avenue.
One of the great enigmas of this campaign, David, has been the fact that so many people who are on the lower end of the economic spectrum have been supportive of the president. And what we see here is an enigma. These are folks, many of whom didn't go to college and who have been flocking to the president to combat what they consider to be rampant liberalism. And they are the ones who could benefit the most. Their kids could go to school. Their kids could have better health care. But no, they are supportive supportive of the president, and it has to do with a sense of social class. And that's what won the election, although I still don't think he won it, by Trump. He won the Electoral College, and therefore he's the president. Nevertheless, that is the group, and there is where Biden has to do his work. So when he points out that it's Scranton, where he hails from, versus the other Park Avenue group, he is making the point where he has to get voters who will vote for him and peel off some of those who have the least.
Well, I was on Twitter, Alan, and I saw Governor Cuomo post the following story. In April, the USPS was planning to send 5 masks to every American household. The White House stopped them. Quite a story that's side by side this morning with a U.S. judge blocking the Postal Service changes that have slowed mail nationwide, calling them a politically motivated attack on the efficiency of the Postal Service before the November election.
Well, if you don't believe that, I've got a bridge I want to sell you. The judge has done the courageous thing, of course. Nevertheless, it is so apparent that that's what this is all about, that while we should talk about how a president has tried to corrupt the post office, it is important to remember that this election is in much less than 2 months now. So these charges, many of which cannot be fully explored, come at a very volatile time, and we have to watch carefully when a president opens his mouth to lie. You're on one side or you're on the other. That's where we are.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us.